Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
These are the Keshi tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to the Keshi tapes podcast. I'm John Hewlett, along with
Favaz.
Yes,
and hi, John.
Hi. This interview, it's not a rock and roll interview, but it's a cool dude, and it's along the same lines as the podcast we just recently did, a tape that I found with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. Mm-hmm. This is in the same realm of legendary old superstars that has passed on. Mm-hmm. It's Favaz's interview with Evel Knievel.
Evel motherfucking Knievel.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Now, I remember where it happened. It happened at Doc's.
Yeah.
I was doing a broadcast, and he was doing an appearance there. They brought him over, and I put him on the air.
Yeah, and what time frame was this?
I don't really, year? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if it's on, it's not even on there.
It says it on the
tape. It was prior to 2008. I know that, because that's when I met my wife.
Well, it was prior to him dying. We know that, so.
And his son, Robbie Knievel, did some of the stunts, too. You know, did some of the, but Evel was the guy that set the standard.
He set the standard, but man, did he sacrifice a lot to set the freaking standard.
He did.
His son never falls.
No.
Not that I know of, and maybe he has a time or two, but Evel fell almost every time he did a jump.
I'll never forget, was it on Wide World of Sports? They showed him landing and then,
he was the agony
was
of defeat.
Yeah, he was one of the agonies.
And so he lived into his 70s.
I think he did too. So.
That was amazing in its own right.
When I hear of Snake River, I think of Evel Knievel.
Yeah, that's right.
To at least.
All right, so let's get to the interview. It's a really good recording. It's on cassette tape too.
So Board Op did that.
Yeah.
Fox now for a few hours and must have signed a million autographs. The great Evel Knievel, everybody.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Was a big crowd there?
Yes, there was a big crowd there. Yeah.
A lot of met a lot of wonderful people here today, and I'd like to thank my friend Patty Bush for allowing me to be here. I think
she was the former owner of Doc's.
Oh, Doc's Harley Davidson on Big Bend and
Lindbergh.
Yep. Not only in this area, but in the entire state of Missouri, that this beautiful motorcycle store is really something to see.
It is. And St. Louis, do you have memories of St. Louis? Do you come through here often, or what's the deal?
No, not too much. I jumped here years ago, and if the promoter of the place that I jumped at here in East St. Louis is listening, USOB, you owe me $7,500. You told me you would send it, you fat little bastard.
Probably cash, too.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
Fat little bastard.
Now you saw his face. Was he serious?
He was totally serious, and now I'm remembering it. And but he is not unlike the other performers of his era, where they wanted to be paid immediately.
Yeah, cash.
You know, Aretha Franklin and Chuck Berry and all of them.
Right. Yeah. You don't pay me cash up front. Guess what? I ain't jumping.
I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people know who you are. They remember that. And I imagine you're still doing the same thing to people, screwing them all the way along your life.
Wow, he really was serious, man. You're right.
Come on, man.
So,
I didn't know what to say.
And the crowd's laughing, too.
I know.
They could sense that it was an awkward moment for you, yeah.
Okay, I don't know how to follow that one. just thinking of your career and your son, I know, does some stuff now. Still, what is your greatest achievement in your career? And, boy, you did so much stuff. What's the one thing that stands out?
Well, all the...
And that fat bastard, that's what stands out.
A fat little bastard.
The jumps that I woke up alive from. I had a
jumps I woke up alive from.
How about that?
I know. I mean, it's an honest answer. It's true.
Yeah.
It probably was true. Yeah. God, I woke up alive again. God,
I made it.
I feel like shit, but man, I made it.
I had the greatest competitor in life to face as I went along. That was death, and I beat it for a long time, and I'm still beating it. I like to go back to places where I've been, like here to St. Louis, and make a lot of friends. And I came back here with Patty Bush, and I made a lot of friends here today, met a lot of new people, and met a lot of people that brought things to me to sign from 30 years ago, 35 years ago.
I saw a lot of that stuff. It was great.
It just makes me so happy, and I'll be here again tomorrow. And
from 1 to 3?
Yes, I will be. And I chose the... I call Patty because I do a lot of research on stores that I represent and where I go on my tour. I do about 26 cities a year and represent the companies that sponsor me, like BMW and Dr. Pepper, and my trailer company, Wells Cargo, and Harley Davidson. And I really, I feel wonderful about coming here. So I'll be here tomorrow, bright and early, and hopefully I'll be able to get through tomorrow and participate in this great ride for babies that Patty puts on every year that is a fundraiser. And I think it's really a wonderful thing that she does. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the motorcycle riders, the big group that'll turn out for this. What's the name of the place where we're all going to start?
The Family Arena, Pat. Come on here, Patty. This is Patty Bush from Docs. If people want to get involved with the Bikers for Babies, it's Sunday, and it's at the Family Arena?
Yes, just show up there with your motorcycle, and there everything will be played out for you. And I hope everybody comes and have the thrill of riding with Evel Knievel for once in your lifetime.
That's right. That's a pretty cool thing.
How about that?
Quickly, can you rattle off how many bones you've broken in your life?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you, I have a skeleton down here in my tour show trailer down here at Doc's Harley Davidson. And the skeleton was made for me by my doctors. And it had specifically my doctor that just did my complete hip transplant, and also that did a fusion in my back, put 3 plates in me and 6 screws. And it has the bones and the steel plates, all of them, in me. And people
think I had more hardware in him than Home Depot. I mean, geez.
Can you imagine him going through a metal detector at an airport? He must sell everything off.
Yeah, it's like a tank going trying to get through there, you know, some sort of heavy armored vehicle.
Come down here and see what it is. I think I've probably broke about 40 bones, I'd say, but that's nothing compared to the liver transplant I had and the fusion and the idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis that I have now from the drug called interferon that they gave me to reject the liver. I really, I've got a problem. I don't have a long time to live now.
Wow.
He said, wait a minute. So you said, you were looking it up. He died in 07?
Yes, died in 07.
So this interview
of that
is before,
disease that he was talking about.
Of that disease. Yeah. Wow. So this could have been 07, 06? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it wasn't too much longer. Looking at his net worth, what do you think his net worth was when he died?
$5 million.
$3 million.
Three.
$3 million. So 40 into three, that's 40 bones. What's three?
Hold on, per bone.
$3 million divided by 40 bones equals $75,000 a bone.
How many bones have you broken, John, in your life?
I just had one, man.
I haven't had any. Well, I've had one, too.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. All right.
He's had 40.
Let's see. There's probably a little more here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's had 40.
What I thought I'd have.
That's not even taking into consideration all the ligament and cartilage damage and spinal crap and brain injuries. And
can you imagine when he was older and he woke up? And you know how it is when you're older. You have a pain and you're like, why do I have that pain today? You know, he probably had them all over the place.
Yeah, when he got out of bed, he went,
every morning.
Every morning. Can you imagine living with him?
Oh, no, I can't.
Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 29.
Well, I got to tell you, man, you look good. You look good for Alvaro.
Old you are, Evel.
Well, thank you so much.
Right, once again, yeah, that's right. Evel will be here once again tomorrow. Doc's Harley Davidson, 1 till 3 at Kirkwood and Big Bend. And then the Bikers for Babies is Sunday at the Family Arena. What time does that start, Patty?
The ride leaves at, we'll get started at Sign up is 9 o'clock and from 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, is that ended?
The tape ended, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tape ended. Still my favorite. It was about your first question, practically, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I was just like.
When I think of St. Louis, I think about some bastard that didn't pay me $7,500.
Sorry, evil.
Fat little bastard. I think that's my favorite moment ever on the KC Tape
podcast. Well, good. I'm glad I could provide it for you, John.
All right, well. Stay tuned. Or come back next week. You never know what else is going to happen here on the KC.
I just found some.
Tapes podcast.
Yeah, Jason Newsted, John Entwistle of The Who.
Yeah.
That's the one that I was talking about where he could barely hear me at the high point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have to check that out.
Yeah, check that out. Yeah. All right. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. On Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
Favaz, AMF.
See you later.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.